Hey, y'all. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. Also, feel free to check out our official Twitter account at icsativapodcasts. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Public, TuneIn, Stitcher, and the Google Play Music Store. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of this podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for housing and equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. And you can also support me now on Patreon by going to www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you are feeling extra generous. Hey, y'all. Hope you guys are having a very good one. Just wanted to talk about this story because, you know, as I've been saying the entire time I've been doing this podcast, clauses like banning public smoking, yet not providing medical cannabis users or adult users in legal states places to use, and or dragging their feet or dragging or the government dragging its feet in providing said places, puts people in a position where they can be ticketed for public smoking. It seems that one Pennsylvania area is going to be making improvement. So instead of actually arresting people for public smoking, which they shouldn't have even been doing in the first place, they're just going to be issuing tickets. I don't think that's enough because that's going to fall squarely in the hands. Those tickets instead of arrests, well, that's a huge improvement. And getting arrested is going to be is very traumatizing and it's going to hurt people. The getting tickets is going to ease the burden a lot. But again, if you're poor, you don't own your own property, or your landlord bans you from using, that ticket is still going to suck. But Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, is changing laws a little bit and easing the cruelty just a little bit. So now they'll just be issuing a ticket for public smoking instead of a full blown arrest. Which again, I don't feel is enough. I feel that these lawmakers, these reefer madness lawmakers that, you know, still believe in what Nancy and Ronald Reagan told them about just saying no, and that it'll turn you into a couch potato and deadhead and, you know, airhead that doesn't do anything with their lives. People still think that. The politicians largely think that. The cops that we have in most of the United States still think that. We are still a huge minority in this country. You know, us that are cannabis users, us that listen to this podcast, we're still the minority. We're still outnumbered in every situation in our lives, whether it's work, whether it's in church, whether it's everywhere. You know, no matter where we are in the United States, even in legal states. Again, I remember reading a survey saying that only about 20-some% of Americans use cannabis or whatever. 20% of people in Massachusetts actually like use cannabis on a regular basis. So that's still these 80% that are squares that believe the myths of reefer madness, that believe what Nancy and Ronald Reagan told, believe what Nixon told them, believe what Esslinger told them if they're in their 80s or 90s. We wouldn't have this stuff in the 1930s when FDR made alcohol legal again after it was made illegal in the 1920s. If we were to say, all right, we're going to make this alcohol stuff legal again, but you can only buy a six pack of beer within the span of one day at a dispensary. You can only possess a six pack and then one handle of vodka at a time. And if you possess more than that, you're in trouble. And no, landlords can ban you from putting beer or vodka or whiskey in your fridge, in the fridge of the rental that you rent. We're not going to make bars legal or taverns legal, or we're not going to allow you to go to restaurants that serve food. If that were the case, there would be riots on the street. There'd be riots on the street, and that would be in the history books. When we're taught about the 1930s, about like the Great Depression, about the rise of fascism in Europe and all that, we would be taught about the riots of the 1930s the fake legalization of alcohol. That'd be one thing we would be taught, because alcohol is so ingrained in this culture. But apparently in Pennsylvania, they're keeping up the tyranny. And again, in Pennsylvania, this is the same state that has medical marijuana. But if you dare combust the plant, they will burn your medical marijuana card. They will kill your firstborn daughter or son, and they'll kill your dog, too. So this is the same state that has tyranny for medical marijuana. So I'm going to read this article that I saw on the Reading Eagle. It's not a long article, and I don't intend to keep this particular episode too long. So let's get to it. Phoenixville police will now issue a ticket for smoking marijuana in public. Borough Council changes ordinance so offenders no longer will be put through the court process. Written by Evan Brandt. Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. Getting caught in Phoenixville smoking a small amount of marijuana in public will no longer earn you a trip to jail. Instead, you get a ticket. I still think it's too draconian and tyrannical, but I digress. The unanimous vote Tuesday night, Phoenixville Borough Council changed its ordinance, making the offense a non-traffic citation subject to a fine of $25 to $100 for the first offense. Police caught someone smoking in public arrested them, took them to the police station, and put them through the court process. That takes officers off the street, said Manager E. Jean Crack said. Those caught smoking in public with 30 grams of marijuana or 8 grams of hashish can be fined $25 to $100 for the first offense, Gardner said. Councilman Edwin Soto conducted a lot of the legwork in researching this matter. Councilman Richard Kirkner said before voting. Crack said Phoenixville spent a year looking at other 20 other municipalities in Pennsylvania with similar laws, including Philadelphia and State College. They're pretty consistent across the board, he said. However, it's unclear how the new ordinance will affect those who take THC, the non-psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, through vaping it in liquid form through an electronic device. We might have to revisit this and take a look at that, Crack said. End of article. So again, I don't really intend on keeping this episode too long. This is a victory for the people of Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. I don't think it's gone far enough. I do think Phoenixville, Pennsylvania should look at lounges or areas where medical cannabis users can use, so they don't have to be issued this ticket in the first place, you know. But it is a small step in solving this issue. So again, I don't want to keep this episode too long, and I hope you guys got a lot out of it.